morning, Farah.
Hello. Good morning. I'm just waiting for a few of you to hop on. It's so great that we are in this together because today is day 5 out of 10. Because tomorrow there is no Instagram live meditation. On Sunday there is no, but on Monday we go again after this. So please come and join us on Monday and Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So 5 days times 2 makes 10. We are now at day 5 out of 10.
Farah, you are in English today.
En vandaag, ja, I don't know. Ik volg mijn gevoel hierbij. I feel like the message I want to share today is also meant for the people that don't understand Dutch. So, I think it's gonna be a bit of both, but I think mostly English,
We morgen.
yeah.
Goedemorgen
So,
iedereen.
goedemorgen.
Ja, heel veel mensen.
Oh, so let's begin with a little stretch. Allow your body to stretch. Oh. Yes, oh, good. Are we ready to rumble? How many people are here today?
I see that it's 20 now. I think it's more.
20. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You guys
Goedemorgen.
sticked with the routine. I'm so proud of you. Yes. I mean, it doesn't matter if you watch later, you know. But it's good to have like a routine where you put your mind at ease. Even if it's just for part of the day. But hey, now that we have more time, most of us have more time, we might as well relax a little bit, right? So, okay. I'm so happy that you're
De
here.
mensen nog steeds komen, alsjeblieft. Wacht maar een paar seconden nog.
Okay. That was 5 seconds.
Ja, nu is het oké. Ja.
Ja? Okay, goed. Okay, mooi. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes, doe je ogen maar dicht. Lekker comfortabel zitten, liggen waar je op bent. Get comfortable. My voice will become your voice. Your focus will become my voice. Your voice will become my voice. My voice will become your voice. Mijn stem gaat met jou mee. Ik word jouw stem. Jouw stem wordt mijn stem. You focus on my voice. And you're going to relax. Everything I say, you repeat in your mind. Relax. Relax. That's right. And it doesn't matter how your body does it, but you can feel that your breathing is slowing down. Relax. That's right. Relax. Preciso. And it doesn't even matter what part of your body relaxes more than the other. Maybe your feet or your arms or your head. Maybe your shoulders getting heavier, heavier, going deeper and deeper now. Relax. Relax. And it's like you are asleep, but you're not sleeping. Because your body is relaxed and your mind is focusing on my voice. You know, all the sounds around you help you to relax. Relax. That's right. Alle geluiden om je heen die zorgen voor je focus. Mijn stem. En relax. En relax. En relax. That's right. En wil dat je ogen helemaal relaxed. Your eyes getting heavier, relaxing more and more. Your eyelids getting heavier, relaxing more and more. En je zeker weet dat je ogen zo ontspannen zijn. So relaxed, your eyes so relaxed. That you can't open them. When you know for sure you're so relaxed. And you can test them. Try to open them. That's right. And just let it go now. Laat het gaan. And let the ontspanning, relaxation that's been created there spread throughout your whole body. From your head all the way down to your toes. Helemaal langs je hele lichaam. Het puntje van je hoofd helemaal door naar je tenen. Heel goed, precies. Zo, ja. I don't know exactly how your body is performing miracles for you every day. As you relax. And relax. And relax. That's right. Feeling more comfortable. That's right. And relax. More comfortable. That's right. And relax. That's right. And all the tension that might still be existing in your body is getting out with each breath. That you take. Met elke adem die je neemt, word je steeds meer relax. Relax. Heel goed. Je doet het super. You're doing great. Je doet het fantastisch. You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. Ik ben trots op jou. Heel goed, going deeper and deeper, relax. Heel goed. Imagine there is a scale of depth, een schaal van diepte. At 100, you're fully wide awake and alert. And at 0, you're deep, deep asleep. Somewhere on this scale are you now. Where are you now? The first number that pops up between 0 and 70, is that a yes or no? First answer that pops up is right, that's right. I want you to ask your unconscious mind, bring myself to a level 20 now. Relax, going even deeper and deeper, listening to the sound of my voice. Exactly, it doesn't matter how fast you're going to 20 now. That's right, because your body is doing the work for you. Your body is performing miracles for you now. Strengthening your body now. That's right. That's right. That's right. How nice is it to feel so connected and at peace now with your body? That's right. You're enjoying this experience, wandering, listening to the sound of my voice, breathing up and down the surroundings around you and all the sound. Help you to relax and focus on my voice. That's right. That's right. And you may be wondering, what time is it now? But we have enough time for you to relax even more and deeper and deeper. That's right. I want you to ask yourself today, How can I be more kind to the people around you? How can I be more of service? That's right. How can I make progress? How can I give? How can I be more loving? How can I be more loving? Hoe kan ik liever zijn? Hoe kan ik liever zijn? That's right. That's right. Hoe kan ik meer vertrouwen? How can I trust more in myself? That's right. What do you truly want? What do you want? And give it to yourself now. And give it to yourself throughout this whole day. Now I want you to take one thing in your life that you are really grateful for. A person, a thing, something that you are really grateful for. And imagine it's right in front of you. See it, feel it, hear it. It's right in front of you. Now as you are seeing it, your gratitude is growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing throughout your whole body. And if this gratitude would have a color, what color would it have? And growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. That's right, this gratitude, this feeling of gratitude is growing. And you know somewhere deep down, gratitude is the antidote to fear. That's right. And this gratitude is growing and growing. And you are protected by gratitude throughout the whole day, throughout the whole weekend. Every single day you are more and more grateful. And this gratitude is expanding and expanding and growing outside of your body. Going through all your cells, your immune system. That's right. Because this gratitude makes everything better, healthier, more positive. And it's growing and growing and growing. Going towards that thing that you are so grateful for. And do what you want to do now in this gratitude. And make it expand outside of your body. That you're grateful for the room or the surroundings you are in. For the whole air that is surrounding you. For the building. For the air outside. For the country you're in. For the world. For the universe. You're so grateful that you are alive. Getting to experience gratitude, love, joy, connection. And you know that most fulfillment in your lives comes from the moment you feel truly connected to who you are and to the people around you. You know that to feel connected, you must be grateful for what you have. So now that this gratitude is expanding and expanding out all the way throughout your weekend, you're starting to come back. Because in a moment, until from 1 to 5, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I will tell you something. We're going to end the meditation, but I will tell you something. So if you have the time, please continue watching. 1. Je voelt contact met de stoel. 2. Je krijgt meer en meer energie in je lichaam. 3. Al een keer diep adem. That's right. 4. Longen zijn schoon. Je keel is schoon. Je mind is helder. Je hoofd is helder. 5. Open je ogen of hou ze gesloten. Het maakt niet uit. Simpelweg fantastisch. Dankjewel. So now that you're still in this place, please don't go rush on your phone, do other things. Give yourself a moment. I want to talk to you if you have the time. Okay. And maybe you hear some background noises from my side. It's okay, my voice is, I think, in more focus, I hope. Okay. I woke up with this thought today. That we as humans are kind of almost inclined to look for guidance in authorities. Let it be, I don't know, big corporations, people with a lot of money or people in positions of power, or news, or schools, or whatever. And I was thinking of this term nominalization. It's a term in NLP, what we use to describe that everything, all words that are described as events, are described as like kind of, I hope this sound is not too distracting, it's distracting me. The point is, what I want to say is that something as a school, something as a business, something as a corporation does not exist. I'll tell you what I mean by that. It's a term to describe human interactions, specific human interactions. There is no school, there is only people communicating, interacting within a specific frame that we can associate our minds to, okay? Which means there is no one to look up to, and especially at this moment, big businesses are failing, are shutting down. Volkswagen today has announced they are closing down their factories. Some of their factories are closing. So Volkswagen does not exist. It's people interacting specifically within a specific frame, which means we are connecting, which means we now are invited more than ever to look within ourselves for the answers to this crisis, if you will, or whatever virus or how you want to call it. We are invited to look within ourselves. There is no big corporation that's going to save you, something that will save you. There is no such thing. Even if you can't pay your mortgage, if we would be more connected as people, we would be living together, making a fucking treehouse, you know? That's what I mean. We are more invited than ever to connect, even if it's not physically, because we're advised not to. We are still invited to connect with our human side, not with our fearful side that wants to get better for the future. And there are so many people that their parents have told, you know, you want to be a dancer, you want to be an entertainer? No, you should study to become a lawyer. And these people now are seeing the schools closing, all of these things happening, and they're feeling very uncertain because this kind of source of love their parents has told them all their life that they have to chase for something that is not there, and now that which was never there to begin with, because it's all people, is now falling apart. So you might feel fear and uncertainty because you don't know what's going to happen next. But I'll tell you how you can stay safe 100% is by connecting back to your roots, to your body, because this is all you really have. Yourself is who you came with on this planet. Yourself is who you will leave with after you're done here. So please, as Wayne Dyer says, don't die with the music still in you. We need you now, more than ever. People are looking for guidance during these uncertain times. And the news, huh? Nominalization, is telling us information based on facts, but also based on fear, because there are more people that have survived from the coronavirus than that have died. But there is no focus on those, necessarily. There is no focus there, okay? But where focus goes, energy goes. So I would advise you, whenever you look at the news, which is important to stay up to date, after that, take a moment to reconnect with your body and make sure that you don't go on in a fearful state because your fear affects the people around you. They'll look to you and be like, oh, I need to be afraid. You know, people on the streets are not laughing anymore. I was walking yesterday. They're all, you know, they're pale, they're serious. Let's laugh a little bit today. Find videos that are very funny to look at. Sing along to something. We need your joy. We need to get away from the fear and find that inner spark within, because that's the thing that made all these businesses, all these institutions grow in the first place. It makes people want to follow because there's energy there, and you are made of energy. You are energy encollapsed in a bodily shape that is also changing over time. So things are not changing now as they didn't do before. People just haven't noticed the change. So I just want to leave you with that, please, today and every day. Notice for yourself, am I now in a state of fear or am I now in a state of trust? And then choose for yourself, which side do you want to be? That's all I want to leave you with today. I'm so happy. We finished the first 5 days of our 10-day meditation challenge. Stay sane and safe. And Monday, we will continue again. So please, I would invite you to meditate for yourself tomorrow, day after. On my website, link in bio, I have put the meditations of all the days. You can re-watch them. You can re-listen them. It doesn't matter which one you pick, as long as you stay sane and safe during these times. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you on Monday's meditation. My name is Farah Ludvika. I love you more than you know. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Farah.